Things Fun Food Friday, and we are joined by another phenomenal woman as we continue to celebrate Women's Month, Ukhanyisa Nyathi, who's doing very, very big things in the industry that she's in. Ukhanyisa, welcome to Rise FM.
Oh, thank you.
Talk us through this journey of you wanting to be a chef and then becoming a chef, you know, because those are two different things. So many of us say, I want to do this, and then you actually become it. Two totally different feelings, right?
Yes. So for me, the main goal was actually not to be like to cook. The main goal was to travel. So that's what pushed me to actually be a chef.
Yeah. And what was that journey like for you? Because it's not always the easiest journey for anybody to say, I want to be a chef, and then it's just smooth sailing from there. There's a lot that you need to learn in becoming the truest self, or your truest self, rather, than becoming that chef that you really want to be. What was that journey like for you?
Well, it's really not easy because I know a lot of people who quit. I love the trainings and stuff. But if you put yourself into doing something, if you are like going for a certain goal, then you don't have a choice but to push through. So that's what I basically do.
Yeah, I love what you said now when you said you don't have a choice. When you've told yourself that this is something that I want to do, you don't have a choice. You're going to get it at the end of the day. And here you are now. But I mean, in that journey, Ukhanyisa, have you ever had a moment or moments where you were really down and out, right? And I'm talking about, you know, whether it is emotionally, financially, mentally, because those things happen where you just felt like, I don't know what I'm going to do. In fact, I don't know why I chose to be a chef, because I don't think it's going to work out. And in that situation, how did you manage to find your Azisha moment? How did you manage to find that color again in your life?
I can't say I've struggled financially. I think I've been lucky financially, but emotionally, physically, when it comes to the cooking part, it gets draining. Especially when I started working on ships. Working on ships is like a different world. So my first time there was really challenging, and I think I found myself so many times thinking, do I actually really want to do this? Because I was struggling to adapt to the whole environment and the whole kitchen stuff. But like I said, if you are going for a certain goal, then you're going to push through all the obstacles, and that's what I did.
Sure. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you have worked at so many different places, which is something that I love about you. So you've had all these different experiences, you know, there's so many different things that you can say about who Ukhanyisa is in this certain point in your life. But is there one place that you worked at specifically for you that still stands out today? And I ask this because you've worked outside the country as well. You are currently working on a ship as well. Is there one for you that really stands out, that has really allowed you to express yourself in the way that you make your food, in the way that in who Ukhanyisa is today, that really stands out for you and says, this one really has, this place has really done something for me?
I can't say it's one place, to be honest, because in all the places that I've worked at, it's different. So I think I got something from all the hotels I've worked at. So most of them are really special because I learn different things, so it's not just one specific thing. I can say that one thing that makes a certain place special, besides the food, is the environment, the people that you work with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's most special, other than the food.
No, absolutely. I agree. The place that you work at and the people that you work with, they make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. You're working on a ship. Do you ever get any motion sickness? I can just imagine. Like, the past couple of months, I've been getting a lot of motion sickness just from being in the car. You know? So I can just imagine when you're on a ship.
Yeah, Well, we have it's terrible sometimes, but for me, it was only my first time on ship. Like my second day on ship, I got really sick.
Yeah,
but that was the only time I got used to the whole thing. But it's really bad. It's really bad.
Yeah, no, I can just imagine.
But like me, most people get used to it. Some people don't. They just when we have rough seas, that's when you get like really sick or you. It's just bad, but I got this sick. Luckily, I don't get sick anymore.
No, absolutely. I think for you, it's such a dream come true to travel and do what you love at the same time. You know, you're not situated in one place, going to one place all the time. But the fact that you get to travel and you know, do what you love at the same time, but you also meet different people. Oh, no, I'm jealous. Yeah.
It's a dream come true, really. I wake up sometimes, I'm like, this is my life. So it's really, really awesome.
You better believe it because it is your life, Khanyisa. So just before we park it there and I let you go, a message that you have for the young girl who wants to be a chef. You know, so many times, especially in our Black community, we see these people on TV. We see the likes of Khanyisa going out there. They're chefs. They're doing it all around the world. But somebody might say, well, okay, you want to be a chef for a living. Some people don't even know that you can make money out of it because, I mean, we cook at home every day. What's so special about being a chef? But they don't know that there's so much to learn. Yeah. What do you have to say to the young Black girl who says, I want to be a chef. I want to have my own restaurant one day. I want to work on a ship. I want to travel around the world, meet all these different people and cook for them because that's the best way I can express myself.
What I can say is it's really what they, because you have to love it to actually do it, because it's not as smooth as it seems. You have to love it for you to succeed or for you to push through all these things happening. So I can say if it's in their mind, if it's in their mind, they need to work for it. They need to, because you have to work for it to get where you want to be.
Yeah.
So they just need to work like,
absolutely. Khanyisa, thank you so much for coming on to the show. I wish you all the very, very best. We are going to be keeping our eyes on you, looking at all the things that you do. You are doing so well. Keep going, keep pushing. You are an inspiration to a lot of younger girls who aspire to be like you one day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Raza Femme Mornings, we are celebrating women all month long, right? Because that's just how we do it in August. We celebrate the girls, the young girls who are doing big things wherever they are, and Khanyisa is no different. It's Raza Femme.